When I was 16, I became very mentally unwell, and I ended up being admitted to a adolescent psychiatric unit. And I was in that kind of first hospital for about 6 months, and it was the end of that admission that I first spoke to Childline on the evening that I tried to take my own life. And I spoke to them that evening, and they saved my life, and they spoke to me, and they calmed me down. And kind of over a period of about 2 years after that, whilst I was still in recovery, I spoke to them multiple times on the phone, kind of really quite regularly.
You say they saved your life. That's an incredibly powerful thing to say. What sort of support did they give you, and kind of just how vital was it at that time in your life that you did pick up the phone and speak to somebody?
I think specifically that night, there wasn't anyone else who I felt comfortable talking to. And obviously, at the time, I was incredibly distressed and overwhelmed, and my emotions were all over the place. And I was in hospital at the time, and I'd been put in a side room whilst the staff dealt with paperwork. So I was just left on my own with nobody to talk to. And I just sat and thought, and I figured, just give it one last shot of talking to someone, and that's when I called them. And I think that night they didn't talk to me about anything in particular. They just talked to me about, I suppose, the outside world, because I hadn't seen it for a while, and talked to me about my friends and things that I enjoyed and everything that just distracted me from where I was at that point in time, and which got me to a point where I could breathe a little bit and calm down, and not try to hurt myself again.
How lonely do you think you felt at the time when you first made that call? And do you empathize with other young people who might be feeling that at this time of year in particular?
I felt completely alone, and it was one of those things where technically I wasn't. Technically, there were people around me, and there were people that I could speak to, but there was no one that I felt comfortable with. So, despite the fact that I was surrounded by people, I felt incredibly isolated. Because I couldn't see my friends or all the kind of normal support networks. I wasn't going to school regularly as well. I wasn't going to school at all. But so on that occasion, there was no one to talk to. And Childline were the only option I had. And it really kind of just was a lifeline in that it was a voice, and they were friendly and they were nice. And I felt, despite the fact that I'd never spoken to them before in my life, and they had absolutely no idea who I was, they cared.
Is this particular time of year coming up to Christmas where everyone's perhaps thinking family and all being together? Did that, when you were younger, did that have any impact on you? Did it make situations sometimes a bit worse because you felt under pressure to be around lots of people?
Everything that people focus on is, you know, it's time to be with your family, and it's time to be with the people you love, and the adverts of family sitting around dinner tables and friends going out and having parties. And when you are stuck in a place where you haven't got that, it feels even more isolating, because it's bad enough knowing you're alone when you're not sure what everyone else is doing. But when you know the whole world is spending time together, you just feel like the one person left out. And especially the things that you know you're missing out on, that other people are going to markets and Christmas dinners. And I just felt like it was just me, and I knew that my friends were all enjoying themselves, and it made it so much harder, I think. And the expectation that you should be with people when you don't have that option is devastating.
And I suppose even for some young people who are within a family setting, they might still feel very much that loneliness. As you said, you were around lots of people, but you still felt very lonely. For anyone who is feeling in that sort of situation at the moment, what would your advice be to them at this particular point?
I suppose, in my experience, the most helpful thing to me was speaking to Childline. I will always recommend that to everyone, because I know what an enormous difference it made to me. And even I called them sometimes when I didn't even have a problem to talk about. I just wanted to talk about anything, and they listened to me. They listened to me in a way that nobody else would have.
And tell us a bit about, you said obviously you didn't get to go to school a huge amount, but I know that you've gone on to do some incredible things. Can you tell us what you're up to at the moment and where you are?
So at the moment I'm at university, and I absolutely love it. And I mean, this year I've been able to go out, and we went to see the Christmas lights switched on, and it's just been lovely. And I never thought that these were things that I'd be able to do. and now I am, and I'm absolutely loving everything.